The Sportscast, October 16th, 2020. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on DAB Online Digital Radio. You can listen to us 24/7. You can download our app, The Sportscast for iPhone, iOS. And, of course, visit us on thesportscast.net for the latest and greatest in news. There was a late-breaking story with another Patriot getting tested positive for coronavirus. What does that mean for the Patriots? And, of course, check out our Twitter account at thesportscast1. This episode is brought to you by the Sportscast app for iPhone. Go download it. You can see the news, the podcast, the radio, and anything concerning with sports. NFL Week 6 is about to begin. A few teams this past week got issues with COVID, the Colts, the Patriots, and also the Falcons. And what does that mean for NFL Week 6? And, of course, the Ravens play the Eagles. That game is still on as far as I know. And joining us all the way from the YouTube world, Engraven Vidyids. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
I appreciate you having me on again. Thank you for this. Thank you for the opportunity.
Engraven, we're a fan of yours. He is Engraven. Engraven is the biggest Raven YouTube channel out there. Engraven, tell the audience a little bit about your YouTube channel.
YouTube channel, it's Engraven Vidyids. Right now, we are sitting at a little over 31,000 subscribers. This team keep it clean. For everybody, we just have a real good time there. I'm talking most predominantly Ravens, but we just talk about in general. And it's something for everybody on there, whether young, old, guy, girl, whatever. We just have a good time on it. And that's the whole point of the channel, making sure everybody feels welcome and they get informed too.
And what do you say, keep it clean? What's the motto behind it?
Keep it clean is for family friendly content. So you don't know if it's a kid that's listening to the you don't have to turn it down. Your kids will something that everybody can enjoy, and everybody can enjoy.
Something that I totally agree with, Engraven. Keep it clean. Keep it family friendly. And of course, the Ravens are also a family friendly team. Tell us about the Ravens so far. They've only lost against the Chiefs, but what are your thoughts? Do you think they're Super Bowl contenders still?
They have the roster to be Super Bowl contenders, but right now I think one of their biggest issues has been coaching. But it's sort of a good problem to have because coaching has been an issue, but they're still sitting at 4-1 right now. So that means that their coaching has been good enough to win. But when it comes to playing the big boys in the playoffs, the coaching is going to have to be a lot better. Right now, their offense hasn't been clicking. Some of that is due to personnel. Some of that is due to coaching. But they obviously have time to get it back on track because they haven't even had their bye week yet. So that's going to be important moving forward that the offense gets rolling. They can connect on some more deep shots down the field and really get the running game going too. Their biggest problem on defense so far has been the lack of a pass rush. So once they get that down, their defense is gonna be ages better than it is right now. So again, like I said, they are 4-1, which is great, but they do still have plenty to work on. But it is only week six right now, so that means they have a good amount of time to work on those things.
Also, a huge talk in the fantasy world is that the running backs, they're not as productive as the other parts of the team. Of course, you got Mark Ingrams and Mr. DK Dobbins. What are your thoughts about the running game so far for the Ravens?
Yeah, with the running game, Mark Ingram, the biggest thing with them, Mark Ingram, J.K. Dobbins, and Gus Edwards is that what the Ravens have been doing this year as opposed to last year, this year they've been just trying to feed everybody. They don't have a feature back. And I think that's been a big reason why the running game hasn't taken off like it was last year is because they've been sharing the wealth a little bit too much. They'll give a running back a couple of carries, and even if he breaks a big one, they'll put in a different running back, or they will just stop running with that running back just period for the rest of the game. And it has been very frustrating as a Ravens fan to see them do that. But at the same time, it does keep all the running backs fresh, and it keeps them quote unquote healthier. But at the same time, it just doesn't allow anybody to get into a rhythm. So that has been the downfall. I know for a lot of fantasy owners, they're probably super frustrated at the Ravens, since their favorite running backs or their fantasy running backs don't really go off like that. But it's been a strategy. I'm assuming that it's to just help keep them stretch fresh down the long run and down the long stretch of the season. But we'll just have to see how it all ends up working out.
What would you tell those people with their fantasy teams? What would you tell them? Like, have faith in Ingram or Dobbins. What would you tell them right now?
I would just tell them sorry. Sorry that I don't know what's gonna go on with the Ravens right now, and I my hope is that they can start having a feature back, but so far it's not looking like it. But we just gotta wait it out.
We gotta wait. Of course, you do have Lamar Jackson. He's safe.
Oh yeah. Oh
He's
yeah.
the safest guy when it comes to quarterback when you're selecting your teams for fantasy. So hopefully that will stick around. The biggest threat right now for the Ravens, do you think, is the Chiefs, the Bills, or that's it?
Yeah, and I mean, can't forget about the Steelers too. And the Browns are looking like a much better team than they looked in week one against the Ravens. So yeah, those four teams for sure. And you never know with the Patriots too. If the Patriots, they can just be free of all the COVID tests and whatnot, because I believe they said that there was another one today, or maybe
Correct.
that. No, yeah. So it's just been a mess with this whole COVID thing. It's just messed everything up. But I would say definitely number one would be the Chiefs. With the Chiefs, the Ravens, they have with Lamar Jackson, they have never beaten the Chiefs. And whenever they play the Chiefs, it just seems to be this intimidation factor, and they don't play their game, and guys are just dropping passes. Lamar looks off, and they just coaching makes just poor decisions. And it's been a mix of so many bad things whenever they play the Chiefs. But so they, of course, as being the reigning Super Bowl champions, they are the biggest threat, and they just added another piece last night. We're signing Le'Veon Bell, so that makes a super strong team even stronger. With the Bills, they've been looking good, minus the last game against the Titans. Josh Allen has been playing pretty good, again, minus the last game against the Titans, and he's been taking care of the ball well, minus the last game against the Titans. But besides that last game against the Titans, the Bills, they look pretty good too. I don't really see them as a Super Bowl contender this year, but you never know till the playoffs roll around.
You
And
think
then,
Le'Veon? Yeah, sorry. Go ahead. Finish that thought.
no, oh, then with the Steelers, they always, if they have Ben Roethlisberger, they're gonna be a threat. And their defense, I know they haven't played the best of competition yet, but the Steelers, they can only play who's on their schedule, and they've been taking care of business, and they haven't lost a game yet. I do think, depending on if Odell Beckham Jr. plays on Sunday or not, I think the Browns could end up upsetting the Steelers on a last second field goal, but. Browns, they may be a little bit of a threat too. We'll just have to see how it works out in the long run. But what were you saying about Le'Veon Bell?
Yes, Le'Veon Bell and just joined the Chiefs last. I think it was last night or 2 nights ago. Like all this new stuff kind of mixes up. Do you really think we'll see the Bell of 2 years ago?
Maybe not even the Bell of 2 years ago, but I don't even think he would even have to be that for the Chiefs, because Le'Veon Bell. And he's a luxury for the Chiefs. He was not a necessity by any means. They didn't need him at all. They were already good with their rookie Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and of course Patrick Mahomes. He has so many different weapons. He has Sammy Watkins, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, DeMarcus Robinson. So he has a lot of good weapons already, and the Chiefs know how to get all of their weapons involved. But adding Le'Veon Bell just creates another weapon, somebody that can catch passes out of the backfield. You can line Le'Veon Bell up at receiver. He's obviously a really good running back. And the thing with him, he was on the Jets for the past year and what, 5 games. Obviously didn't do too much there, but that he's going to a completely different culture now. He's going to a winning culture now, as opposed to the Jets, where they don't have a winning culture over there whatsoever. And Le'Veon Bell, so now it's going to be a lot less that's asked of him. He won't even be the feature back on the team, because that's Clyde Edwards-Helaire's role. So Le'Veon Bell will still come in and get his, but he'll be behind a better offensive line. He'll be with much better coaching, and he'll be with much better players as well. So I think he should be a good. It should be a good fit there for him and the Chiefs. And he, like I said earlier, he makes a strong team even stronger.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire has been a talk that he cannot finish those, like, that last 5 yards to score the touchdown. Do you think it's too early to tell if he's not that running back everyone expected, or do you think he needs a couple more games to prove the world that he is the man in Kansas City?
I think he's been looking good. I think he's going to be really good for the Chiefs for a long time, too. Because with him, he's smaller running back, but he has quick feet, and he's a lot stronger than he looks. So I think with Edwards-Helaire, I think he's a perfect fit for them. And I know a lot of fantasy owners, they get a little upset.
I have him.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, okay. Well, there we go.
And I don't know if I should start him this weekend.
Let me see. Who did the Chiefs play? I think they played the Bills. I want to say they played the Bills.
I believe they do play it on Monday night. Let me double check on you, because I have the list of games, because we'll be predicting every game today.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They do play the Bills.
Which is a Monday night, right? Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Monday,
right.
Yeah. So that should be a good one. What do you think?
Mm. I'm going to go with the Chiefs in that one. But as far as starting Edwards-Helaire, I would.
Yeah.
Because I would expect him to with Le'Veon Bell there, they're gonna want to show off their new toy too. So that's gonna take away some snaps from Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Which you make a point, because Le'Veon Bell probably was training with the Jets all the way to the end. So he wasn't just, you know, skipping practice or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, are you ready to predict week 6?
Let's do it.
Okay. Carolina Panthers at the Bears. Who do you have?
I am going to go with I'm gonna go with the Bears in this one. I'm gonna go with the Bears in this one. They haven't been doing too well. I know they won last week, but it was against a bad Falcons team, I believe. And the Bears, they've been like under the radar doing well. So I'm gonna go with the Bears and Nick Foles in this one.
The Bears win at home. The Colts at the Bengals.
Colts at the Bengals. Ooh, Joe Burrow and the Bengals, they took a beating last week against the Ravens. It was really bad. But I'm gonna actually go with them to have a bounce back game in this one. I think coaches, they hit a reset button, and the players do as well. And the Bengals end up pulling a semi upset in this
game. What do you think about Joe Burrow so far?
Oh, I love him. He has been really, really good, minus last week against the Ravens. But besides that, he has looked the part. He makes very, very smart decisions. He can make every single pass, and he can even make passes across his body. With him, the one thing that I noticed about Joe Burrow, though, is that he plays a lot of hero ball. And with him playing that hero ball, he holds on to the ball for a long time. And I always say that I feel like it's a gift and a curse, because Deshaun Watson does the same exact thing. They hold on to the ball for a really long time, and they want to always make that. They want to make every single play. But you got to learn, and he's going to learn as he goes on in his career. But he's going to learn that you got to just throw the ball away sometimes. You just got to get rid of it, because you want to preserve your body, and you don't want to end up having turnovers. Like last week, in the game against the Ravens, Joe Burrow, he was doing just that. He was playing hero ball. So the Ravens were sending a pass rush, and he may evade somebody. He'll make somebody miss, but then he'll be holding on to the ball, waiting for somebody to get open, waiting, 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 and then bow. He end up taking a hit, fumble the ball, because it happened twice last week. One of them went back for a touchdown. Well, no, not one of the fumbles that he lost, but somebody else fumbled. But anyway, Joe Burrow did lose a fumble last week doing that, playing hero ball. So it's something that he's just really got to work on. But as time goes on, he'll get better at it. But I do really like Joe Burrow. He's gonna be nice, man.
The person that plays hero ball in YouTube is Engraven. Let's go on to the Jaguars at the Lions. Both teams have one wins. Who will have the second win?
Yeah, this is gonna be an ugly one. this is literally a toss up. You got Matt Stafford, who's, I feel like he's like kind of underrated as a quarterback and underappreciated.
He's great for fantasy.
Because of just, that's true. Because they will throw that ball. So that is true. So I'm sure fantasy owners love Matt Stafford. With the team around him, It's just been rough, but Jacksonville, it's also been rough for them. But I'm going with the Lions in this one. So
You're going with Matt Patricia. Let's go Vikings at the Falcons. Of course, Falcons have a new interim coach, and the Vikings also have one win. Will this be Atlanta's first win in Graven? Please tell the world.
I think it will be. A big reason because of that is because Dalvin Cook is out. It just came out like 30 minutes ago that Dalvin Cook is not going to be playing in this game. And he in that game against the Seahawks, Vikings, they should have had that one. But they couldn't close it out against the Seahawks last week. That was a really, really, really good game. So I'm going with the Falcons in this one. So they have a new coach. The same thing happened with the Texans. I think they fired their head coach, end up getting their first win.
Would Falcons, you start Andy Dalton or Matt Ryan for your fantasy?
If I had to choose between those two, That's a Andy great Dalton question. Or Matt Ryan. This week, I would say Matt Ryan, because Matt Ryan, he's more comfortable in the offense. And Andy Dalton, this will be his first week as a starter for the Cowboys. And I don't think they're going to try to put everything on him yet. He's definitely going to have to make some throws, but I think they're going to try to ease him more into the offense. And with Matt Ryan, he's been there for forever now, and he'll have more control over the offense. So I will go with Matt Ryan.
Engraving to all Atlanta today's. As of right now, 2:19 p.m. Eastern, the Patriots at the Broncos is still on, even though the Patriots had an issue today with COVID this morning. But according to Adam Schefter, which tweeted about 2 minutes, probably about 2-3 minutes ago, this game is still on in Denver. What's going to happen in Graven?
I'm going Patriots in this one. I'm going Patriots.
Why?
Belichick, he finds a way, man. He finds a way, especially on defense. So I think Drew Lock is coming back for this game for the Broncos.
Correct. He is practicing. He's throwing some balls out here.
Okay, perfect. So and I believe Cam Newton is coming back too. So that's
yes.
Not good.
Now keep in mind, we saw Tennessee after taking like a week or two off. They were powerful. I can see the same thing happen with the Patriots in Graven.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. And like they already have such good coaching. So I think this one could get ugly.
Give me some Noah Fant. Okay. Giants at the Washington football team. Giants, I have zero wins. Washington has one win. This is a horrible week for a lot of teams here. Who's going to have a win here?
I think the Giants get it.
You think so?
They just Why? Benched Dwayne Haskins. They're going with Kyle Allen and Alex Smith as the backup. They did say Kyle Allen took a little hit last week, so I'm not sure if they'll end up going with Alex Smith, but I think the Giants will get it. Giants, they came down to the wire last week, so that could have an impact on them mentally this game, because that game against the Cowboys last week where it just came down to the very end, they lost on that last second field goal, that could be mentally draining for a team, especially a team that's been losing so much. But I think I'm going to go with the Giants in this one, though.
It's all the mental game there. The game of the week, of course, according to Engraven, the Eagles at the Ravens. Is this a threat for the Ravens?
Oh, yeah. Every game is a threat. It's any given Sunday. But at the same time, I do think the Ravens are going to win 35-17. I just don't think. I know Deshaun Watson is supposed to be back for the Eagles. But I don't think it'll be enough. And I think the Ravens defense ends up getting the best of Carson Wentz. They force him into throwing two picks. And they just not necessarily have a field day. But they have their way with the Eagles, so 35-17, I'm going with the Ravens in that one.
Divisional game, the Steelers at the Browns. Will this be the game that the Browns will tell the world we're the best team in the AFC North, or at least the second-best team?
This is going to be a really good one. I really wish this game was at 4 o'clock so I could watch it separately from the Ravens playing.
It could be moved, by the way. You never know with the schedule these days.
That's true. That's true. Because they did say they sent Odell home for some sickness. They said it wasn't COVID and that he was negative on his COVID test, so that's good.
That happened to Dwayne Haskins too.
No, yeah. And they did. They said the same thing with him as well.
Interesting.
So we'll see. But with this one, if Odell does play, I am going with the Browns on the last second on a game-winning field goal.
That should be interesting. You're going for the Browns, aren't you? Mm-hmm. It's interesting because you're saying the Steelers are a bigger threat to the Ravens than the Browns. That's what you're trying to say.
I do think so with Big Ben, because he's something different, man. I know he's on the tail end of his career, but he's still got a lot left. And as long as he's playing, Yeah, they're definitely a threat. And that defense, even though last week the Eagles they got off on that defense, but yeah, the defense is still pretty good, especially their pass rush.
And Roethlisberger has lost some weight. Titans at Texans, AFC says the AFC deep game, South game. What's gonna happen there? Are the Titans gonna be undefeated? Because I think they're all like they're pretty much the. One of the only undefeated teams in the league right now.
That's true. I think the Titans, the Seahawks, the Steelers, and is that it?
I think that's it, man. Only three teams. But, hey, the Texans got a new coach as well.
Yeah, yeah. So the Titans versus the Texans. I think Texans, they get brought back down to earth again. I know they did finally win one, but yeah, I think they go back in the losing column this week against the Titans. And Derrick Henry might get another highlight stiff arm on somebody.
Some revenge, of course, because, you know, the Titans did beat the Ravens last year, if no one really remember that. AFC East, Dolphins at the New York Jets. Fitzpatrick is on fire. And Graven, who do you have for that matchup?
Oh, I'm going Dolphins in this one. Jets have been all sorts of bad. Now, I do expect Joe Flacco to have a good game, because Joe Flacco against the Dolphins, he turns into a whole other quarterback. But he's not on the Ravens. It's not Ravens Joe Flacco. This is Jets Joe Flacco. So in Miami, like you said, Fitzpatrick, he has been doing well. This is expected of Fitzpatrick, though, because he is a very streaky quarterback, because he will have these games where he is going off, but then he'll have these games where he turns right back into regular Fitzpatrick. But right now, he's on fire Fitzpatrick. He's doing his Fitzmagic stuff. So I expect the Dolphins to take care of business in that one.
Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. In Graven, this is a classic of the old school quarterbacks. Who do you have for this matchup?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited to watch this one. And I'm glad it's coming on at 4:30, so I'll be able to watch the whole game. The Bucs versus the Packers. I think the Bucs, they definitely have more talent at the wide receiver position. But Aaron Rodgers is the more talented quarterback. I am going to go with the Packers in this one, in a close one, but I'm going with the Packers. They take care of business in Tampa Bay.
The 49ers at the Los Angeles Rams in that beautiful $6 billion stadium.
This one, division game. I am going to go with the Rams. I know Jimmy Garoppolo, he was back last week against the Dolphins, but he just played so bad that they ended up benching and they let CeeDee Lamb get the game. But I think the Rams and their pass rush, they're going to make San Francisco want to bench Jimmy G again and make them have second thoughts on if he really is their guy in the future. So I'm going with the Rams in it.
All right. That was a Sunday night game. Of course, this is week 6. A lot could happen. We don't predict the Monday games on a Friday show, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's fine with you. But so far, do you think any more schedule changes would happen, or do you think majority of the games will happen?
Both. I think all of the games are definitely going to happen, but I think they're going to end up just – there's going to be some more fluctuation in the schedule. It's going to be some more changes in the future. I think that's a definite at this point, because you keep hearing about these different stories and not necessarily big outbreaks or anything. It's been small, tiny outbreaks, but at the same time, a lot of teams, they're just really proceeding with caution, which is great. But I think there definitely will be more schedule changes in the future. I mean, we already, I know you don't predict the game, but we already do have a doubleheader on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
And This will be the third doubleheader of this year on Monday Night Football.
Hey, man. I mean, if you got nothing to do at 5 p.m. during the workday, be my guest.
Oh, yeah, that is right. Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy.
But, you know, really, really excited about this week, of course. A lot of the implications for your fantasy teams is that, you know, there could be some last-minute schedules because the testing goes through Saturday. Have you had issues with your fantasy teams, like with, like, the whole schedule changes?
No, I stopped doing fantasy. I couldn't keep up with it. It was because I would play for a couple of weeks, and then after, like, 3-4 weeks, I would stop setting my lineups. And so I just stopped it altogether because I couldn't handle it.
lot of money on the line. Was it?
No. I never got into any betting fantasy leagues, but I just did something for fun. But I just still couldn't keep up with them.
Something that definitely to think about. But, of course, we got week six all predicted. And, Graven, the poll question of the day, have you ever watched a TV show, I Love Lucy?
A little bit. With Ricky?
Yes. So the question is, who is your favorite character from that TV show, I Love Lucy? The options are Lucille Ricardo, Fred Mertz, Ethel Mertz, or Ricky Ricardo.
Probably Ricky Ricardo.
And
that's the main one I remember.
And so far on Twitter, Lucille is winning by 57%, Fred Mertz at 28%, Ethel at 14%, and Ricky Ricardo at 0%.
Okay, so I'm the first one then.
You could be that 1% guy for Ricky Ricardo. I'm not sure. Maybe he wasn't likable.
That's interesting. I guess not.
And how many wins will the Ravens get this year?
I would say the 13.
13 is safe enough. And can they beat the Titans?
Yeah, they can definitely beat the Titans. I think the biggest thing with those tougher opponents for them, I think it's going to be all about coaching. How is coaching going to coach in those games against those tougher opponents? So that's the most important thing.
Now, if we do see Ravens, you know, winning 13 games and they lose in the first round of the playoffs, would Harbaugh job be, in jeopardy?
I think it would all depend on how they lost. If they got like blown out and it was terrible, then I think there may be a question on if Harbaugh is the right man for the job. But with the Ravens, their ownership seems to they really do love Harbaugh, like really love him, because I thought that he should have been on the hot seat a couple of years ago, but he wasn't. And I just really think it would take a lot for them to even have the thought of should we fire Harbaugh. But so I don't even think a first round exit would even guarantee that he would be fired. I don't think they'll exit in the first round, but I don't even think if they did, he would be fired.
Yeah, even the previous coach,
Brian Billick.
Coach Billick also was there for a while, and he had a few losing seasons, but I know they really liked him, so it kind of has like the same feel with Harbaugh.
Yeah, because they're an organization that doesn't do a lot of turnover at head coach. Obviously, we're only having like a few head coaches in there.
Yeah, very short life lived organization, because they started in the late 90s, 1996, I think, to be exact.
Right, 96, correct.
So for sure, this is the year that I would have thought the Ravens would win it, but we'll see. Time will tell. Of course, they got to get by the Titans, the Bills, and the almighty Chiefs. Anyways, Engraven, what is the best way to reach you online?
You can check out the YouTube channel. It's Engraven Vids. And my Twitter, Instagram, it is all Engraven Vids as well. So you can check me out on there. It's Team Keep It Clean. Like I said, whether you're a Ravens fan or not, you can come through, have some fun.
And tell us your latest episode and your upcoming episode.
We do a series on the channel called Questions from Subscribers. It's where people that are subscribed to the channel, they can ask me any NFL question they want to about any NFL team or player, and we answer it in a video. So we just put out an episode of that asking the question if the Ravens have their own version of Antonio Brown already on the roster, because there's always a lot of questions about the Ravens at the wide receiver position. So we talk about that and a lot of other things in that episode as well. So
do you see AB maybe joining the Ravens, possibly?
I wouldn't mind it. I think it would really take a lot for the Ravens to really consider that. It would help Lamar, because it would give the Ravens an actual legitimate threat at receiver opposite Hollywood Brown. But Ravens were they were really, 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 really have to do a lot of it would just take a lot for them to actually even consider it, because there would be a tiny bit of risk involved. So I'm thinking that I don't think they will, but I do think it's a tiny, tiny possibility.
Because if he does come back, he has to sit out for 8 games, right?
Right. Well, he's currently serving that suspension now, so he's out until week 9. So week 9.
Oh, okay. So he Like the suspension will not begin. I mean, it's already started. It's not like I guess to start with the team and then wait another 8 games. Okay.
Yeah, the suspension's already it's already started. So week 9 he can play.
Interesting. We'll see what happens. I mean, I haven't heard any other rumors of where else will he go but the Ravens.
Yeah, nothing so far. We'll
But
see.
he would be a huge threat. Would you
Oh
guys
yeah.
be able to get him? I mean, for a low price compared,
Oh yeah, 'cause see the thing with him is that he's a free agent and he's been a free agent for a little while.
for like a year and a half,
So
I
he's
think.
not gonna command any crazy high salary, and no NFL team is gonna give him a lot of guaranteed money. And even with him, if he does sign with somebody, he will be signing after week one. And anybody that signs with a team after week one, their salary is not it's not guaranteed.
It decreases in value.
So
Anyways,
yeah.
you can find out all about AB on thesportscast.net or on Twitter or on Twitter at thesportscast1. We release the latest news, latest signings, opt-outs, people getting tested, which is very unfortunate. And we'll find out if the NFL will have a bubble for the playoffs. I think Engraven might be for it.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't mind it if they did something like that. Because their playoffs is a lot shorter than the NBA's version of the playoffs. So, hey, that could happen.
Anyways, that hasn't it has been brought up by a few journalists, NFL's, trying to look it over and see what happens in January, and there might be a week 18. Anyways, Engravens, thank you for coming on to the sportscast.
Hey, no problem, man. I appreciate you having me on.